Helen Kelleher once said that having sight but no vision is worse than blindness. Blindness is a complex reality. We may be physically blind, but we may also be blind to the obvious and blind to our own blindness. Jericho is one of the oldest settlements on the planet, dating back about 12,000 years. Jericho was once a lush green refuge in the desert. Today it is a harsh environment. It has its beauty, such as the stars at night, but a blind person cannot see those lights. The world in which we live may be compared to a desert filled with beauty, but also with seductive attractions that blind us and make us lose our way. We may also experience different deserts in our lives, such as sickness, grieving, financial insecurity, persecution, anger, resentment. In today's gospel, Jesus left Jericho, followed by his disciples, with a sizable crowd. Jericho was near to where Jesus struggled 40 days and 40 nights after his baptism. As Jesus walked along, he encountered the blind man Bartimaeus, begging and crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Blind Bartimaeus knew he was blind. He lived in a desolate desert place. He wanted desperately to see. His desire to see was so strong that he kept calling out to Jesus, who was passing by. Sometimes a person may be willfully blind or content with his or her blindness. He or she may not be interested in seeing. Bartimaeus, however, longed to see. I suspect his desire was not merely to be healed of an out-of-focus or myopic vision of life. As he continued to call out, Jesus' disciples came to him and said, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." Courageously, blind Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. He could have stumbled and fallen. Instead, he ran to Jesus, blind. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go on your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately the blind man received his sight and followed Jesus along the way. We remember that Jesus first loves us. He desires for us to see the way that leads to life. He desires to open our eyes and hearts so that we might know the richness he desires for us. In church language, we call the way out of our desert the Paschal Mystery. God led his people out of slavery under Moses through the desert to new life. Jesus shows us the way to resurrection is through self-sacrificing love, which at times can be very difficult and costly. Jesus invites us to follow him along the way of the Paschal Mystery, the way of courageously facing the storm and not turning away. Knowing that we are loved by God is all the sight we need. With our eyes fixed on Jesus, we follow him from our deserts and onto the Paschal Mystery of life. Then we say with the responsorial psalm, "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy." With Jeremiah in the first reading, we can say, "The Lord has delivered his people. I will gather them from the ends of the world with the blind and the lame in their midst. I will console them and guide them, so that none shall stumble, for I am a father to Israel. How are we blind? Could we be blind because of our out-of-focus view of our politics? Are we blind to our own myopic biases? Or are we blind to environmental concerns? Do we desire to see? Or are we content with where we are now? Do we have faith in Jesus to uncloud our vision? In what desert do we find ourselves? Can we risk letting Jesus lead us from our desert? Where do we hear his voice calling us? Can we persevere in calling out to him for help? Can we trust that Jesus first leads us through the desert before we come to the oasis of life? In our materialistic and polarized society, it is easy for us to become blind. It may be easy for us to wander around aimlessly without a vision. We grow tired of waiting for someone to heal our blindness and guide us along the way. We call out to Jesus, the risen Christ, to have mercy on us. And we hear Jesus asking us, "What are you looking for?" We respond, "We want to see." We are reminded again of Helen Kelleher, that we may have sight, but if we lack vision, what good is that?